USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China has hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration could start again very soon, and it has sent global stocks and, since the opening bell this morning, Wall Street stocks up. The Vice President's Chief of Staff, Mark Short, saying of the news,
I can't sit here and tell you when there'll be a deal. I'm optimistic that eventually we will get a deal, but I think the President's been very clear about his position here. For many years, we've had administrations that have basically provided China with favorable terms in which they've continued to even violate those. This president said we're not going to do that anymore, and he's doing that to protect the American worker.
Meanwhile, the Commerce Department has revised its figures concerning economic growth in the year's second quarter. It shows the economy growing at a rate of 2% even. Hurricane Dorian could be a Category 3 when it strikes the southeast U.S. this weekend, and this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Deaths caused by drivers running red lights are at a 10-year high, according to AAA, saying the number of people killed by someone going through a red light reached 939 in 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. It's the highest death toll in 10 years and the fifth consecutive year that fatalities increased as a result of run red lights. Many continue to call for the White House to speak in support of so-called red flag gun laws. Vice President Mike Pence says the White House does support them, but believes they should be up to states to enact.
17 states in America have red flag laws today. There are four more states that are considering them. But I think as we look at this, proposals in Congress are designed to encourage states to adopt these laws.
He says the White House is serious, though, about strengthening background checks for gun buys. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Amid lots of talk that the U.S., the Afghan government, and the Taliban there are on the verge of an agreement that could allow the U.S. to bring troops back home, the Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says any such withdrawal would be based on conditions on the ground in that war-torn country.
Any agreement that we have moving forward, the President's been very clear, is going to be conditions-based.
Dunford says the U.S. must be confident in the Afghan government and its security forces before any troops should be brought home. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand ending her presidential campaign, announcing it online yesterday, but vowing to continue to focus on helping defeat President Trump in 2020. Now the Democratic Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, responds, calling Gillibrand a rising star and adding that the people of New York are lucky to have her back full time. And the White House will be holding a ceremony shortly to recognize the establishment of the U.S. Space Command, which is to oversee the defense of American satellites as well as do planning for military engagements in space. The command is currently located in Colorado Springs, but a permanent home for the command has not yet been selected. In addition to Colorado Springs and Aurora, Colorado, sites in Florida, California, and Alabama are also believed to be in the running as that permanent headquarters. And remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.